Friday Night Gaming Podcast, episode 35. It's your boy, Trogon411. And before we get to our co-host, please understand that he records the pod completely naked, G. And you can find them photos on his OnlyFans, you dig?
I moved that shit to TikTok to get thoughts? Risky.
that fire TikTok, though?
That fire
hey,
TikTok.
Hey, what's going on, man? Let's do this.
Let's do it, buddy. We on episode 35, man.
Yeah, episode 35.
It only took like 3 years to get here, but
yo, 3 years. Yo, 10 episodes a year. Let's go.
We at 35. Nah, man. What's going on, bro?
Hey, nothing, man. Tell the people. I'm feeling good. You know, I came close to that god status on Rocket League, but we'll talk about that. But okay. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'll get into it, but I don't want to call it a clear, but it was a good amount of hours put into to make it happen. But we'll get into that.
Hey, but yo, there it is.
What's going on, everybody else? You can find me at twitter.com/scythex_, twitch.tv/scythex. And Trigun, did you mention yourself yet?
Nah, not yet. You can find me on Twitter at Trigun411. You can find me on twitch.tv/Trigun411. Go ahead and drop me them bits and sub to the guy. You know what I mean? You can also find us on Instagram at FNG Podcast. You can also find the podcast Twitter at FNG Podcast _. Download us on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube. Drop the like, leave a comment. You can also download us on iOS, Android, all that stuff. Spotify even. Shout out to Joe Budden. Coming to SoundCloud soon, you dig? With that fire freestyle at the end.
Bruh.
Anyway, we're going to dive right into this thing. Episode 35. We got a great show in store for you. We got about 1.5 topics, so we don't know how we're going to make this last for hour. But hey, we're going to do what we can do, baby. So, Sai, go and tell the people what happened last night, Playboy. We actually recording this on Saturday, so we getting facts. Closer to that Friday night game. You dig?
that actually brings up something that we need to talk about later, yeah. With the whole wrap up. But anyways,
facts. Yeah.
So last night we had a rare occurrence. We had not only a full FNG squad, but we had a full extended FNG squad as Fly Life himself.
Hey, shout out to Fly. Let's go.
Yo, it's lit. Fly Life himself joined our squad of Tri, Shaunza, Pac, and myself.
Hell yeah.
And I think it's the first time he literally played with the whole squad.
Nah, that's a fact.
He played with us a lot for Warzone, but never, because no other game had the opportunity to have 5 players at once, right?
Hey, Pac. That we played. Now, shout out to Pac. He's in the chat.
Pac,
let's go.
What's good?
We stay lit, all that ish. I mean,
facts. But yeah, so Fly ended up joining us, and we just had a friggin' blast, dude. We didn't even do, like, any real game. I mean, I don't want to say they weren't real games, because I feel like as fun as they were, we were actually like playing kind of sweaty.
No, yo, we was playing straight to
beat
up
each other.
Because some of the games was straight sweat, and I mean, yeah, other the games facts. Like it was like domination, but a lot of the games was straight sweat, man. Because the teams were like split up pretty good, and then when we moved them bots, shout out to Samara, when we moved them bots to All Stars, it was actually. It got a little bit better.
That
so.
Fire Raja, though.
Shout out to
we had some interesting bots in our teams, man. That was an adventure. Yeah, that was an adventure for sure.
It was like a robot.
Yeah, no, we played Rocket League. We were five deep. We had a bot kind of fill in, but we were 3v3 pretty much all night, and it was a blast, man. We had random teams. I think we flipped the teams after every match or every other match.
Yeah, we even when we tried to run it back, same teams, we ended up flipping them because none of us knew what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah. But people forgetting like what color team they're on or whatever. So. But I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Fly for actually downloading Rocket League. It only took him 20 years. I feel like we've been mentioning it forever, but he did it and he's enjoying it. And I can say this dude's got the itch. You don't try to play the training and say you're not.
Yeah, no, that's game. A fact. That's a fact. G. So when you in the training, you definitely trying to go ham. Dead facts, I haven't even done, I've only done like a couple training things like a couple times. I'm not even, I got 300
I
hours
it.
On the game.
I felt inspired. I had to do it.
Yeah. No, the trainings are actually dope, but I just never.
I'm trying to get better at the aerials, and even in the training, like the ball doesn't move and I'm flying all over the place missing. And I'm I get so frustrated. I'm like, and you know what happened a lot of times?
Hey, shout out to Pops. Hey,
yo,
Pops.
Let's go. SO What's in the going on? building.
Esoteric 51. Let's go.
But yo, you know what was happening a lot? And I'll get back to Friday, but a lot of times I would actually make the correct hit and get the goal, but I was so used to failing, I would hit the reset button. You know what I'm saying?
Automatically, yeah.
Automatically. And I'll score the goal and hit the reset button. I'm like, God damn it. Now I got to do it again.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, that's so crazy. Bad. That's crazy. But,
so Friday we had a full squad. It was a blast. Pac did his thing. Shonza did his thing.
Pac MVP'd the team one time and y'all won. So shout out to him.
Facts.
For real. That's dope.
Yeah, there was a team. I think it was me, Pac, and Shonza, right? And we scraped you. Thoughts?
I mean, y'all. I mean, it was me and Fly. It was actually 3v2, but y'all came back.
Nah, fam, you had
like 3-2, but that's
you
fine.
Had Raja on your team, bro.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it was 3v2, but still.
Thoughts? Friday night was a blast. We had a full squad. And now that like we're all hooked on Rocket League again, I feel like it'll become a norm. And maybe we can actually get a six, and because that would be lit, and then we could just go, you know, balls at a wall all night.
That would be fire.
But let's get into some this week in gaming. So try kick it off.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So like Sai just talked about, I've been playing Rocket League. We've been playing Rocket League Friday nights. I just beat Ghost of Tsushima. Shout out to me, right?
Look at this guy.
I'm beating games. Got one game beat this year.
Dude bot. That's right, Pac. The dude.
Oh, dude bot. Yeah, dude bot.
I'm
trash,
a dude. You're a dude.
I beat Ghost of Tsushima. Actually, got the platinum on that. That's my fifth plat on PlayStation since I got the PS4. So that was dope. I actually started. Sai suggested that I play Battlefront 2. Oh, shit. The story was fire so far. It's been crazy. I just started Battlefront
2. I'm so happy you started playing that.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be streaming that for anyone who's interested. Streaming Battlefront 2. I'm trash at it because I'm on a mouse and keyboard. But nonetheless, the game is actually fire. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's actually an amazing story so far. The chick, I don't even remember her name. I'm sorry. Like, she's dope. She's like a badass.
It's Eden or something like that.
Yeah, Eden. Eden something like
Eden with a V. Verse something.
Yeah, verse, yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, nah, she's a badass. So the game is actually fire, and I'm enjoying it. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. So I'm just focused on Rocket League, and then Battlefront 2, and that's what I'm rocking on. Si, what you playing, bro?
Rocket League, obviously, and I've been doing a lot of Cold War multiplayer. I've just been having fun with it, and you know what's weird to me? Like I'll play Warzone, I'll get bodied. I don't know what it is. It's probably because we don't play it regularly, like we used to. But
yeah,
I just don't have the reaction or the strats or whatever it is. It's not like I'm getting a couple kills and dying. I'll switch over to Cold War multiplayer, and I'll drop a 30 bomb. You know what I'm saying?
It's
a different animal. It's crazy.
Yeah, me and Sean were talking about that. It's like he said, he's still down to play the multiplayer, but he's like, the Warzone is just like, it's weird to run around for like 15 minutes and then have some dude sneak up on you and you're dead. Like,
yeah.
Or drop it's, a
yeah.
kill.
It gets frustrating for sure. Oh, yeah. But yo, I finally completed Spider-Man the remastered version on PS5.
100%.
And this is what I was kind of getting to before. It's not a game clear, but it's almost equivalent to a game clear because I feel like the hours matched up to almost the game. Because the DLC.
How long did it take you?
The DLC was 3 chapters. Each chapter I want to say was like 3 to 4 hours long. So
damn.
It was. If you combine the whole DLC, which was a continuous story between the 3 chapters, it was all one story. Leading to like the finale, it was like a full fledged game basically. So
damn,
I'm not gonna count it as a clear, but it's pretty damn close to being a clear. It was like 10 hours almost, and it was nice to go to the menu and see 100% completion on 4 different categories of the game. So
damn,
we got that done, and now I can shift my focus to Miles Morales.
Hey, that Miles is! I can't wait for you to stream that because
I
want to check that out.
I can't. You know what I'm most excited for about that? The music. I feel like the soundtrack in that game is gonna be incredible. Yeah.
No, I've heard it was actually mad good for sure.
But there's a couple things on our minds, and let's get to try. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, listen, man, this is something that's been on my mind for a couple of weeks, and I've always thought about this in the back of my mind, and. So it goes to like the hardcore gaming enthusiast versus the casual gaming enthusiast. So you're playing a game. You get to a point where you can't get past a certain level, a certain board, what have you. And you're like, you have two options. Either you can look it up. And now, like back in the day, you had the gaming guides, all that shit, magazines,
whatever. And you get the magazine, yeah.
Yeah, and so you could buy a strategy guide and literally use that to figure it out. But now, they literally have anything you want to know in any game, you can find it at the tip of your fingertips. You go on YouTube, boom, it's there. It tells you exactly what to do. My question is this. Are you considered a fraud if you look something up, or are you considered a hardcore enthusiast if you don't look things up? And to answer my own question, I would say it depends, because for me, I actually don't respect people who get to a point in the game and then they look something up when you're supposed to figure it out. Versus I get people who like, I mean, I guess I'm somewhat of a hypocrite, but like when I got to Ghost of Tsushima, in order to plat it, you had to find these 10 shrines and bow to them. In the game, the map is huge, and so I looked up where the shrines were, because in order to find them on my own, I would have to search every inch of the map, and it would have taken me another 40 hours.
I did that with Zelda. There's a lot of shrines in Zelda, and like a lot of random things, and I had to look it up because I would, it would have took me hours to.
That's what I'm saying. Something. Like I, and to me, that's okay because you're talking about just like I'm doing something outside of the game, like something that's I'm trying to do to get the platinum. So it's a completion thing. It's not an integral. Like you don't even have to do that in the game. But when it comes to like a boss fight or something like that, I'm almost like, figure it out on your own. Like I don't, when people are like, oh, I looked up how to beat that boss and did it, I'm kind of like, not that I don't respect it. I mean, I honestly don't really respect it, but at the same time, I'm like, people nowadays, I feel like anyone who's playing, especially these young generations, like they get to a point and they're like, look it up. Like immediately look it up because they don't have the wherewithal, the determination. And I'm like, yo, I will literally play something. I'll play something 100 times before I look it up. Like eventually to get things done, I'll look something up. But if it's like, if I can't beat a boss, I refuse to look it up and I'll just try to figure it out. But that's just me. And I'm not saying my way is the right way, but I feel like people don't look things. People are quick to look anything and everything up now. And there's no like resiliency in gaming and there's no like push through to kind of figure things out. But I feel like that's reflected in our society, which is a larger point, but I don't want to make this a 2-hour pod, but yeah, that's what's on my mind.
Nah, I'll agree with that because, and I'm probably a hypocrite too, in the sense of how you put it, where, like I said with Zelda, there's plenty of times where, like, and I did it with Horizon for a lot of things, like, there was a point in time where you had to get, like, the armor in Horizon that regenerated your health, you had to find 4 things to unlock like a dungeon. I forget what they actually called it in the game. The catacombs or something like that. And you had to complete the catacombs. I looked up where those 4 things were because I just wanted to go get the armor. Yeah. But that was it wasn't like I looked up how to beat the dungeon. I just looked up where to get the 4 things to open it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like to find like an item. I feel like that's kind of okay to look up how to beat a level or a boss. Like you said, is kind of like, nah, that's, you can't be doing that.
And I get it. And people say, some people say a purist never looks anything up. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Like if you want to spend 40 hours looking for if you're looking for an item, I'm not about to spend 40 hours because that completely takes away from the game. But like not being able to beat a boss to me doesn't take away from the game. It is the game. So anyway. I feel what you said.
And like another thing I look up a lot, and I know you try to not do it, and you probably don't do it. I look up hours. I don't look up how to beat a chapter, but I look up how many chapters there are and where I am in the game. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like for some reason, especially when it's like a long story game, I need to know where the finish line is because that helps me push to it. Because if I don't know and I feel like I'm just endlessly walking around, I lose interest. I'm like, I'm getting crazy with this game. I need to stop and play something else. But
I feel you.
It's just something that I need to do.
Yeah, and see, with me, the only reason I don't do it is because I like to be surprised by things. And like, I know, like, I just like to, I like to not know anything about what I'm doing as far as the story is concerned. So even how many hours it takes me, because I like to be,
I get
surprised,
it.
But you know, it is hard, but.
Yeah, I get it. It's just, I don't know, for some reason I need to know how long this game is. But
Bob said, Esoteric 51 said, that's called cheating.
What? Knowing where the end is?
What do you mean, Esoteric, when you look up how to beat a boss, or when you look up where an item is? I'm curious as to
how long a game is, like, is that what he's
or knowing how long the game is, I wonder what he's referring to as far as cheating.
We can revisit when he answers, but I'll just get into what's on my mind, and I'll just keep it kind of quick. But we had casting for the Last of Us TV series get announced. Was that yesterday? I think it was yesterday and the day before. They had back-to-back casting calls.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like The Last of Us is moving forward pretty quickly. They're assembling the cast. I'm so excited for this show.
Spartacus, what's up, bro?
Spartacus, what is good? I'm so excited for this show, and I know we have some thoughts, but I think the casting, they got it right. I think the casting, they got it right. Pokemon Go on your mind, this guy.
Yeah, shout out to Johnson.
Yo, facts.
Oh, man.
I think Pedro Pascal is going to kill it as Joel. The dude plays Mando in Mandalorian. He has such a wide range of acting skills and the different roles that he plays. I feel like he's going to crush it as Joel. And honestly, Joel is kind of like the easy character to play, you know, like you're just a beaten down dude that lost everything. But
yeah,
I think he'll kill it. The Ellie casting is intriguing because I could see kind of where she looks like Ellie in some form, but I don't really know too much about her. And I feel like you would probably know more because I think she's a Game of Thrones star.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What the hell was her name?
Ellie. Let me see. Ellie.
Last of Us series. It was Bella something? Bella Ramsey. Bella Ramsey is from Game of Thrones. I never watched the series. I'm not a big fan of Game of Thrones. I've tried multiple times to watch it, so I can't really comment on her as an actress. But,
Oh, Lyanna Mormont. She was Lyanna Mormont. She was dope. She was actually dope. She was like the young chick who, Lyanna Mormont. She was the young chick who, like, all of the men died in her family, so she basically took over. Baddest chicken. Yeah, she was dope. She was that's actually a great role for her because she took over. When all the men in her family died, she was like the head of an entire like kingdom. So that's actually, she was like a young princess and like she ran her and she was like 12 years old and she ran and made decisions for her kingdom. Like that was that's actually a good casting.
Nice. Well, that's good to know because I knew nothing about her and I was like, I had like no opinion really on her. So Pedro and Bella, we got Joel and Ellie. I don't know. I think this series is only focusing on the first game's story of, I guess, Ellie and Joel come together and, go through the motions. I think as the series progresses into the seasons, we're going to get into part two. And that's where I'm going to get curious on their casting, like who's going to be Abby, who's going to be Abby's boyfriend and all the twists and turns of like those characters fighting each other. It's just going to be, it's going to be wild to see on TV, but, so.
Now they're going back to, as Tarek said, the point is playing, the game unaided on your own, but I'm very old school. So don't listen to me. Yeah. Pops is one of those purists who's like, he's completely like unaided. He's like, everything has to be done on your own, which I can actually, obviously that's where I come from.
Yeah, I completely get that.
I definitely respect that for sure.
I completely get it. And again, I never looked up anything to help me beat the game. It was more of like, after the fact of trying to, like you said, to plat something or to collect everything in a game after you've beaten the story. Ellie actress is amazing. Stole the show. That's good.
Yeah, no, and the last thing I'll say, because I don't want to spend too long on this, but it's funny to me because so the casting thing, and I was trolling on Twitter because originally they said, I forget the guy's name, it was a black dude that they were going to cast as Joel, and people were up.
I forget the first name.
Maharasa Ali. Yeah. So they were going to cast him as Joel, which he's actually a phenomenal actor. I love that dude.
He's a fantastic actor.
And here's the funny part. I was trolling because people were like mad. And here's the thing. There's two types of people. There's people who were mad because they don't want to see a black actor in a role that's supposed to be for a white person based on like on some racist stuff. And then there's people who are just like, I don't get that part. I don't get being a racist, but I do understand like it would be not to this extent, but you can't have Superman being played by a woman. Like, and it's not to that extent you're talking about, but like Joel's character is like a beaten down white guy who sees Ellie as his daughter, who's also white. So I guess their whiteness is a part of the role.
It's the character, and you have to look the part, I feel like.
Yeah, like if he's
like
if he's
like for like Super Mario, two Italian plumbers, you're not gonna cast the dude that played Luke Cage or you know what I'm saying?
No, but that's that and that's to me it's a part of a larger it's actually funny because I think you'll actually agree with me. It's a part of a larger conversation where you say to yourself, okay, people don't want to change the ethnicity of the character, but maybe what we should have done is change the ethnicity of the character to begin with. See, because if you look at it historically, all of these characters in video games and stuff are completely like if you look at old school video games, every character is a white man. And so like that's what I think we have to look at. Like, and I'm not saying to just make everyone a different color and inject women just because, but we do have to think about that because people are like, well, James Bond can't be black. Like, but why not though? Like when they created all these movies and stuff like that, you have people. I don't agree. The story has nothing to do with their skin color. People just want to get sad at whatever they can. Yeah, no, I feel you. But the irony, here's the irony, and then we can leave this topic. So I think there needs to be something considered for, okay, look at all these roles, though. They're all white roles, so maybe we consider switching stuff up. And they're starting to do that now. They're starting to, like, if you look at the Uncharted spinoff, you have two women, one's Muslim, one's white woman. Like, so it's pretty cool. I like that stuff. So the irony is this. Pedro Pascal is a Chilean dude.
Right. So exactly.
He's not even a white dude. He's just, and this is, I guess, to Freddie's point, he can appear like an old white guy. So I guess it's, but it is kind of ironic that people were mad about the black dude, but now they switched
people,
to a Chilean
people
are
getting
dude.
Mad on a different level. I was never mad. I was just
no.
Like,
I know.
He doesn't look like Joel.
That's what I get. Like I get like if you're gonna cast Shaquille O'Neal, I can't be Shaq. I'm 5'10", so it doesn't matter what I even look like. It's like I don't look like Shaquille O'Neal. It doesn't matter that I'm black. You know what I mean? So I totally understand what you're saying, but I was just trolling the people who were like, I don't want to see any more black guys. It. Like, you know, so anyway,
I get it.
But the casting is actually dope because Pedro's a beast. And the little girl,
I'm excited now. You guys got me excited about, Bella.
Oh yeah. Ellie, she's actually going to be dope.
I can't wait. I wonder who they're going to cast as Joel's brother. That'll be an interesting discussion.
Yeah,
but we can get at that at another time for sure. But yeah. Let's move on. Let's get into some general general topics, and I guess I'll keep it just quickly. I'll keep it in the TV entertainment realm, more so on the movie side. But this will just be quick. Jack Black was casted as Claptrap in the Borderlands movie. People are going crazy over this casting. Some are agreeing because he's a good actor, which I agree. Jack Black is he's a fun actor. I think he'll be good in any role he'll play, in my opinion. But a lot of people are saying he's too funny to play this specific character, and I've never played Borderlands, so I can't
really
speak on the character of Claptrap. But I don't know, there's some people are uneasy about it.
And here's the thing. I'll listen. If anybody's uncomfortable with any casting, just tell me why, and then it'll give me a better understanding of like how to interpret it. Because if you're,
I guess Claptrap is more serious, and you know Jack Black is always like the comedic role.
Yeah. No, if Claptrap is serious, and then they're putting a comedian in, but there have been like. There have been people who have played roles that I'm like, they can't get that off. And then they actually did. Like it was like because Jamie Foxx was kind of considered a comedian. Mm-hmm. And then when he played, I don't know if you ever saw Ray, when he played Ray, Ray was phenomenal, man. Dude, that's what I'm saying. But when he played Ray, it was like, oh my God, like he killed that serious role. So I feel like you got to give people a chance. But at the same time, I understand people like, Jack Black.
And at the same time, Jim Carrey, you know, he's a goofball, obviously, with everything he does. But there was one movie he did called 23, which was just a straight up serious role for Jim Carrey. And he knocked it out of the park. So people are going to get surprised with Jack Black. And I think it will work out for him.
Yeah. Nah, that's dope. That's dope. Facts, Jack Black and King Kong was serious and he was good. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, exactly. That's
too far. You want to do the rankings real quick? Just talk about these real quick, because I think people listening will be interested in this, because I know I definitely was. So, people in the chat, check this out. We want everyone in the chat to type, how would you rank these four? These are basically the four major components.
And let me throw this out there. People listening back on Spotify and everything else, put in our comments. Come to YouTube and put in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Heath Ledger's the greatest Joker of all time, hands down.
Facts.
Side note, the Joker with... what's that dude's name?
Which one are you talking about?
The dude from Gladiator. Joaquin Phoenix. Horrible, horrible movie. 1 out of 10. Dead facts. Like I watched it. I fell asleep twice.
Wow. That's a hot take right there.
For people to even compare what Heath did. To what we're about an hour and 20 minutes in, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Like I'm embarrassed that people are even comparing. It's embarrassing.
I actually agree with you, and I got so much hate for saying it. Like people were like, "Oh, you're crazy."
I know you got killed before, and I couldn't speak on it because I never seen. This Joker movie is it's the slowest.
You know what it is? Like, and I agree, it's super slow, and the movie was
I still have 25 minutes left.
The last 25 minutes is the best part of that movie. It's when he's actually Joker. The rest of it,
because it's literally I'm to the part where he's not even fully Joker yet. Like he just got fired. And he's on a train. Like
it's a sad movie of a dude with mental issues. I get it, but I want to see Joker. And the last 25 minutes gave me that sense where the rest of the movie was just kind of a boring
I'm actually drama looking forward. Now that you say that, I'm looking forward to finishing. But
no, the ending is the best part of that movie.
Okay, so the first hour, to be fair, the first hour and 15 minutes,
it's useless to me.
No, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I'm like, this is actually, like, I was watching Wifey. She's like, can I leave? Like, she just left. She's like, I'm going to watch something else in the other room. I'm like, no doubt. Anyway, that's a side note. So,
I agree with you.
Chris is like, wow. He's like, wow.
Yeah, he probably has some opinions, but.
Yeah. Real quick. So
let's get to these rankings.
Rank these four. These are four major components in video games. One, music/soundtrack. Number two, graphics. Three, story. And four, gameplay. How do you rank those in order of like importance to you?
I already have a problem with this. So,
okay.
I'm just going to put a story / multiplayer as one category, because there could be a game that's multiplayer only, or
the problem with this is there's so many different genres of games, and people were saying on Twitter it depends on the genre, because a JRPG is going to go gameplay story, but a multiplayer is going to go multiplayer graphic. Like, you know what I mean? So, Spartacris said 4-1-2-3-1-3-2.
So gameplay, soundtrack, story, and then graphics. Solid.
Okay. Story. Okay. I'm going story, gameplay, graphics, and then music. Because here's why. Story is the most important thing to me in any video game. I'm a narrative lover. I love story. I don't even care about multiplayer. Two, gameplay, how the game feels is crazy important. And then graphics, because I can play a fun-ass game. Like Rocket League, the graphics are, I mean, it's cool, but like, I don't really care about that stuff.
Graphic, and then you have graphic importance depends on the game. Like, exactly.
Like, I'll be honest with you, the graphics messed me up for Ghost of Tsushima, because I was playing it on like a really old television, and it actually messed up the game for me. And then when I started playing it on an HD 4K TV, it made the game that much better. So graphics do come into play. I'll be honest with you, and people will argue with me. I know my brother Jay would argue. Music is irrelevant to me in games. Here's why.
Facts.
I don't even know until somebody points it out to me. Any game I've ever played, if they're like, yo, try, how's the music? I'll be like, I don't know. Because I never hear. I'm so focused on the gameplay, the story, and concentrating on what I'm doing. I don't even hear music. Now, the music does add to the ambiance, but I never hear the music. That's why it's almost irrelevant to me. And some people would put me. Some people I saw on Twitter have music as number two. Like, they're legit. Like, music is the most
important. Spartacris has it as number two.
Yeah. Death Stranding is an example to use. Story was amazing. Graphics were good. Spartacris. See, that's facts. Like, that's why. Oh my God, this is perfect. This is why Death Stranding for me, I was so angry. And you could ask, I was so angry when I finished it, because it was the best, worst game I've ever played. Like, I love the story, but the gameplay was so trash. Like, you would climb up a mountain, a snowy mountain, and fall down for like 5 minutes. The gameplay was so, but see, that's the thing.
I fell asleep watching you play it. Like, it was that game was so terrible.
No, it was, but it was also so good because the story was good. The music, the graphics.
Bro, 80% of the game is walking and 20% of the game is cutscenes. I'm done.
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, and Spartacus said, play Shadow Colossus and tell me the music doesn't matter. No, here's what I'll tell you. You have a point, because when I played Ghost of Tsushima, on those fights, on the duels where you had to fight 1v1, and like the guy took his sword out and you can hear the music and the wind in the background.
The music like amps amplifies
amplifies
the whole fight or anything.
Yeah, like music can amplify a game, but if the music wasn't there, to me it wouldn't ruin it.
Yeah.
But like you said, if music can absolutely enhance, but like for me, if the music was gone, it wouldn't take away anything from the game. But that's why I put the gameplay. If the gameplay is not there, out of these four, story and gameplay are the only two things that can ruin a game. Because mm-hmm. if graphics and music aren't there, if the story and gameplay are amazing, the game can be good to me. But if the story's trash or the gameplay is trash, the game is dead on arrival. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll just say this. I would probably go... I'd probably go gameplay, story, graphics, and soundtrack. Yeah. And soundtrack, I'm going to put last, but I don't think it's irrelevant like you're saying.
What I'm saying is, if it's not there, it doesn't destroy the game.
I get it.
It can only add to it, is my point.
No, I get it. And to like what I'm saying is, if the soundtrack is good, to me, the soundtrack being good is me noticing the soundtrack. If I'm playing the game and all of a sudden I'm like, yo, this fight seems crazy because, yo, this music is nuts and this and that. Like, if I can notice it, then it's like, it's nuts. Because in, God, what's that game? I just played it. Or Dante's in it. Oh my God, bro. I'm going.
Dante's Inferno?
No. Something five. Devil May Cry 5.
Devil May Cry.
Brain fart.
No, you're good.
Devil May Cry 5 had insanely good music. I felt like I was rocking out the whole game, you know?
Yeah.
It was so good. But here's another thing, though. A lot of the times, because I stream a lot of the story games, I turn the music off so it's not drowning out my voice or gameplay, sound effects and stuff like that. Yeah. A lot of times I'm lowering the music, or sometimes I'm just turning it off.
Yeah.
So music to me is the least important, although I can recognize it can affect a game and change it for the better or worse, I guess. Story is probably my third least important. That was my second.
Yeah, you said gameplay, story, then graphics.
Gameplay, story,
graphics. I almost feel like
I'm probably gonna go graphics then story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gameplay is number one. It's gotta be.
But the gameplay is all the multiplayer is gameplay entirely. Like a multiplayer game is all gameplay. Like I feel like. You know?
Yeah, no, agreed. But at the same time, in a story mode game, like Last of Us 1, for example, the gameplay was good, but it had its faults. Where Last of Us 2, I feel like the gameplay fixed the faults of the first one. And it made the game way better than the first one.
100%.
That's gameplay facts. Is so important. It's the biggest important because it can mask the issues of the other four or the other three, rankings or whatever. But graphics, the game's got to look good. With the exception of, you know, Rocket League and, you know, Fortnite cartoons.
What about a 2D platformer? Like some of the great, like,
yo, but
the,
like
the original, yo, Mike Tyson's Punch Out was one of the greatest games we ever played. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the graphics, I mean, I don't know. I guess you could, you can't really argue that because the graphics.
For like a 2D platformer, and this is a game I actually want to play because I keep hearing how awesome it is. Ori, Will of the Wisp or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I keep hearing great things about it, and it's a 2D platform, and apparently it has great graphics for being 2D.
Damn.
Yeah, so, and like, but like, we're in the era where if you're not a cartoon, if you're not an animated cartoon kind of game, like art design, and you're going for realism, the graphics need to be fire, because we're in the age where our graphic cards and the PCs are insane.
Yeah, no, 100%.
The graphic cards and the consoles are insane. Like, every console's a mini PC at this point.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
If you can't deliver a banging graphical game with the hardware that we have nowadays, it's a fail. Like, that's just a fail in my eyes. And then story's my third one, only because I can still have fun and claim a story's trash. And at the same time, like Call of Duty, for example, I'm playing Call of Duty for the multiplayer, but I enjoy the story. So that's where the story takes a backseat to the multiplayer, and the multiplayer is what keeps me coming back to the game. So to me, story, if it's a story only game, it needs to, I'm hoping it's a dope story, but as long as I have fun with it, it's not as important. You know what I'm saying?
I would probably switch that story gameplay. Although for me, it's like, nah, because I'm going to keep it, because if the
your ranking's locked in, bro.
If the story is fire, even if the gameplay is wonky, I'll actually still play it. Yeah. And that's my thing. Like, even I'm trying to think of a game where it was like that. But like, if the story, I'm a sucker for a good story, bro. Like, if you get like, yo, Edith Finch, that gameplay was cheeks, bro. But the story, yo, no bullshit.
I get it.
Edith Finch, the story was kind of cool, like, and that's what kept me playing that, man. But
that's the thing, like, there's with these specific four categories,
yeah,
one of them can help you. I would say, like, all right, the music is probably not going to carry you through a whole game, although it might help you have fun with it. The other three categories, it could help you get through a game. It can take on it can backpack the other categories. Like, don't worry about it, I got this one. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
If the gameplay is fire, story and graphics are less important, or vice versa. If the story's fire, it won't matter. But I don't know.
No, 100%. I think, like you said, I think those three are actually interchangeable for the top three, depending on the genre of the game.
Yeah.
100%. All right, let's keep rocking and rolling, because we got about 11 left here. Division 2 getting a content update.
I'll take this over real quick.
All right.
Apparently, Division 2, I love Division 2. I haven't been playing it. I've been kind of pissed off that they never added the survival mode. But apparently they put out a statement saying that they were no longer going to update the Division 2, which I didn't know about because I don't follow the game anymore. And then I guess they went back on it because of some backlash or whatever, and put out another statement saying, don't worry, this year we have new content coming out. But I think it's going to be their last content, I think was what it was saying. So if I'm a Division 2 player, I'm excited that new stuff is coming to the game. But at the same time, and without an announcement of Division 3, I don't remember hearing anything about a Division 3. We could be at the end of the Division series, which is kind of sad, because I feel like there's still more story to tell in this type of world, especially with everything going on in real life at the moment.
It kind of
mirrors what's happening. But
hell yeah.
I think I think we're either going to get Division 3 later or we're never going to get it because they're shifting, the developers shifting their gears to Star Wars because they're making their Division style Star Wars game. So I'm excited for that. But
Yeah,
it's
that's
interesting
fine.
to see Division 2 dying a slow death at this point.
Yeah. That sucks. The division's good.
Real quick, CD Projekt Red is getting hammered. If everyone
Bruh.
remembers, they got hacked a little while ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. But apparently, the people that hacked them are ready to auction all the stolen source code for the game. I don't even know what to
Wow.
say. These guys are taking L's all over the place.
Yeah, they might as well shut it down, Chief.
You know what's crazy
You know what I
though?
mean?
I still can't wait to play that game. It's on my
Nah,
list. I have it.
I low key want to play it too, even though I'm for the
Just
gamers and
yeah.
I'm ready to riot,
Just
but I
don't
still.
play it on console because that shit is trash, my
Yeah, nah,
guy.
that's trash. You can't even get it on PS4 anymore.
Yeah. And if you do, they're not returning it.
That's a fact.
All right, let's get into quickly some Microsoft news. The Medium, I haven't played it yet, but
Me, I haven't played
Metacritic,
it either.
it looks fire. I'm hearing a lot of good things about it, but
I'm hearing a
apparently.
lot of good things about it, but I'm also hearing like there's like out of those four topics, there's like I heard three of them like or two like two and a half of them are really good, and then the other one and a like I heard it's like a 70 score of 75, like it has three fourths of the game is amazing, and then there's this one component. I don't know if it's the graphics or if it's like the
I feel like the
gameplay that's
graphics are
terrible.
probably good and the
Yeah.
story is probably good. I'm gonna assume if it's me
And
out of
I
those
think
four,
the
it's I think the soundtrack's probably bad or and the gameplay is probably like
Yeah, I
choppy
don't
or
think
something.
Yeah, because it's dual screen the entire time, and
Yeah,
I
'cause you're
feel like,
dealing with your split personality apparently.
yeah, no, I know, and I feel like the gameplay definitely is gonna suffer, especially when people are used to like fluid motion gameplay,
Yeah.
and I think they didn't really focus on it for this. But like, again, I'm talking out of my ass because I haven't
Yeah.
played me.
I'm gonna that's it's on my list as well because of
Yeah.
Game Pass. Shout out to Game Pass. But
Hey, you
it got a
play
seven. It's a
Xbox
seven. Yeah. It's a 76 on Metacritic right now, which is respectable. A 7.3 for users. But what's interesting to me is it's only a 71 on Xbox. Like what
Damn.
happened on Xbox? Like
Yeah,
why did it
it's
take
Xbox
a 5-point
exclusive.
dip on Xbox?
That's wild.
Yeah, I don't know, but I thought it was interesting. But yeah, I'm excited to play that. And Halo 3 is getting a new map like 20 years later, apparently.
Damn.
They decided
Yeah,
to
that's
build a
weird.
new map for Halo 3. I don't get it, but hey, I got the Master Chief collection, so I guess I'll play it
Let's
at some
get
point.
it. Real quick, moving on to Nintendo. I'll just wrap this up quickly. Four new game releases. They're coming out with a new Tetris, a new Mario, a new Zelda. Actually, they're not. They're coming out with four new games, all ports. SnowRunner, Secret Neighbor, The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles, and Tales from the Borderlands. Here's a problem, Nintendo. You guys have been out for 4 years. You've made four games worth playing. So all these new ports, like they're
Nintendo
constantly making.
Switch is the worst console launch for Nintendo.
Yeah.
I'm lying. Nintendo Wii U is the worst one. And then
Yeah,
the Switch.
the Wii
Then
U
the
was the worst.
Switch. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nintendo, you guys got to do better because that's
Facts.
coming out with ports in 2021 is not it.
And up your graphics, idiots.
Yeah. That 720p though.
Yeah,
Yo, I was
facts.
interested in this. These PS5 controllers are drifting
Yes.
so much. So
So
what the
yeah,
hell,
I'm
bro?
moving on to Sony real quick. The PS5 controls are apparently drifting. You don't even have to touch the controller, and people are reporting that your gun cursor or whatever, your camera angle, everything just starts drifting to the right and up and down.
Oh,
It's
that's
yeah.
horrible, dude.
There's a lot of dead zone apparently, and people are having a hard time getting repairs because Sony is so backed up with trying to get console orders out. They don't have you're battling bots to you're battling bots to buy a PlayStation 5. You're also battling bots to get a representative on the phone So you get a repair for your controller, and apparently you got to pay for it.
This is why you don't buy day one new shit, new tech.
I agree with you. With that being said, I haven't had that issue yet, knock on wood. But I'm not playing it every day like probably some of these people. They're probably beating the crap out of their controllers.
Granted, you got lucky. Shout out to you for sure. But like, imagine all the BS you went through to get the PS5 and then the controller's fucking broken.
That would piss me off. Yeah. For sure. So hopefully people can get their controllers fixed. And I think they should be coming out with a patch of some sort that can help correct that controller issue, to not let it drift so much. But we'll see what happens. Yeah. That's a pretty big L for PlayStation 5 early on. Destruction All-Stars. I said a lot about it last time. But it's getting a 5.3 with a user score and a 63 from Metacritic.
That ain't it.
Yeah, the game.
I mean, it's a free game, but still.
In my video that I made about it, I gave it a 5.6, and that was before I've seen this rating. So I was kind of right on par.
Yeah.
I was kind of right on par with this. I mean, the game's fun-ish. It looks good, but it misses the mark on a lot of points.
Damn.
Yep.
That's crazy. Last thing, the freaking PlayStation wrap up. First of all, it dropped like February 11th or 12th. That says to me they weren't planning on doing it because of whatever, the pandemic or the fact that they just released a new console. They weren't prepared to do it. I'm one of those people, hit them on Twitter like, yo, what's that wrap up? It's something I look forward to. Me and Sai look forward to every year. We talk about it on the cast. We're not even talking about it this year because they literally bullshitted the entire wrap-up. They said that my primary gaming was Saturday evening. Number one, I don't play games on Saturdays. Number two.
That's a fact. I can confirm that. He's never on a Saturday. Never.
I'm never on a Saturday. Also, I have kids, so I don't play at fucking dinner time, buddy. It said Saturday evening was my primary time. They also said my dad played 364 days out of the year. He was like, I took a vacation for a week. So, yeah. So they basically bullshitted all the numbers. And then the way you know how they threw the towel in, they started Xboxing shit. They started telling you how many people killed people in Ghost of Tsushima. 8 million people were killed in Ghost of Tsushima.
They were throwing you stats that like you don't care. You don't care about.
Yeah, they just threw that shit in like, ooh, they gonna like this one. Like they basically,
like, they could have at least showed you where you ranked in that stat.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. People like killed, many, you know, a million enemies and ghosts. You ranked like, how many 53rd, did you kill? Like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They literally half-assed it because they weren't going to come out with it, and then they just did it at the end. Like, I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, I was looking through this thing, and I'm like, this is complete garbage. Because I think it said that my biggest day was Saturday, too, which is completely false.
Everybody's biggest day was Saturday.
Right. Like, come on.
That default Saturday evening, buddy. Like, come on.
Man. Like, come on, bro. And then, I don't know. It's just the hours that they were saying kind of didn't match up. And they were just giving me random thoughts. It was a complete shit show. And they need to do better for next year. Because it's something that literally everybody looks forward to every year.
You know, everybody posts stuff from
it. How many times? Because I feel like this happened last year. They were late with it, but then they put out a proper wrap up, but they were late with it, you know, and people were like, where's the wrap up? And that happened again this year. So it's not like they don't know people want it. They know, they're just not delivering. Right.
They do. It's
crazy.
I mean, they're probably back because I feel like they got backed up with PS5. Let's be honest. I mean, don't make excuses for them. Don't put out the wrap up, but
right.
Or put out like one aspect of it so that people will like leave you alone.
Yep.
Don't put out trash.
Agreed.
You know, free this month, Control and Destruction All-Stars, also Concrete Genie on PS4. So I heard the game was kind of fun. And yeah, that's about it. So, Sai, you want to hit him with that outro, my guy?
Yeah. You can find me at twitter.com/scythex_, twitch.tv/scythex, and coming soon there will be a channel that you can follow me on that I can't say too much about yet, but it is coming. Big things are coming, and stay tuned.
Hey, there it is. Yo, real quick, shout out to Matt Churn or Matt Churney. Facts. He's the one we use his beats at the beginning of our pod. You can check out his link in the description. Also, shout out to Lance Riddick, I believe is his name. He plays
good point
on Destiny.
Yes, and Commander Zavala.
Yeah, hell yeah. And he just hit 100k followers on Twitter, on social media. So I don't know if it's Twitter.
He was also in Horizon. Yep.
Yeah, and also in Horizon, and he's from The Wire. He's like a mad good actor.
He's such a good actor. Tall, black dude, no Joel though, buddy.
A very his distinctive voice, like very distinctive voice. And you can find me on Twitter at Trigon411, twitch.tv/Trigon411, and follow us on Twitter, FNG_podcast.
And I'm assuming you didn't hear me.
No, I didn't hear you. What you said?
I said he ain't no Joel though.
this man, hey bro, he ain't trying to have no black characters up in there. Shout out to everybody, man. We're all one race. We're all one people, and let's just love each other and get this and championship and Rocket League, my guy.
We're gonna hit that tourney. It's gonna say tournament winner on our names very soon. So. Stay tuned for that. But yo, shout out to the chat. Appreciate you. Yeah, episode 35, and we out.